Proclamation number 7419 of 30th of September, 1959. Wide space in the afterlife. The endless vast spaces in which the soul wanders, which immaturely enters the kingdom of the beyond, are without object. You must understand that it cannot see anything spiritual itself. Earthly things no longer exist and its own image of desire is completely blurred and confused due to its lack of maturity of soul. Thus it cannot form its own surroundings out of its thoughts either, for it has no clear image of thought, just as its state of soul is empty. Especially if, despite its old age, it did not learn to overcome the world before its departure from earth. But being completely devoid of faith results in the soul no longer being moved by anything, and therefore its state in the beyond corresponds to a completely empty space, in that it now wanders incessantly, always hoping to meet someone the soul is looking for. This is an agonizing state which should result in a certain desire being awakened in the soul. The desire for a like-minded soul with whom it could exchange information about this state. And when this desire grows and becomes too strong, then a being usually steps into its path which appears to be completely adapted to its state, but which is a soul of light which approaches the soul in disguise in order to influence it to change its thinking. For as soon as the soul is worn out due to its long wanderings, it is grateful for every stimulation offered to it by the beings of light through many suggestions which the soul has to accept in order to slowly change its state. But sometimes it is also difficult to win the soul over for a suggestion if it is so hardened that it does not strive for any change, that it remains stubborn in its thinking and yet holds a higher being responsible for its agonizing state. For no unbelieving human being is without a spark of God's realization, and he will always accuse this God being and blame him for his wretched state. Which is why it can also take endless times until such a soul is soft and compliant and complies with the suggestion of a being of light which comes to it in the same disguise. But then the state also changes noticeably, and the twilight becomes increasingly lighter and clearer, even if one cannot yet speak of a circle of light into which the soul enters, but it begins to behold objects here and there. The emptiness of space is interrupted, and the soul takes in various impressions and demands activity which is now also assigned to it on the part of the being of light. Every soul which wanders about in such vast empty spaces is joined by beings of light in certain periods of time which want to help it, but not every being of light is listened to. And therefore it can take eternal times until such a soul finds redemption, until it has become so compliant that it accepts the proclaimed gospel of love and becomes active accordingly. Yet without love it can never receive redemption. And this is why a person's intercession is of such great importance, for it achieves that a soul's will of resistance is broken, that it willingly accepts all instructions and teachings from the beings of light and in a relatively short time emerges from the empty space into beautiful inhabited areas where it continues to work inexorably on its spiritual progress. For the light being's greatest endeavor is to lead the souls to Jesus Christ, without whom no soul will find salvation from its wretched state. And where a person's intercession supports this effort of the beings of light, the soul can find Jesus Christ more easily, for it senses the human being's love which awakens reciprocal love in the being. And love joins together with love again. A loving soul recognizes Jesus Christ as God and Redeemer of the world, and it will surrender itself to him without any resistance. and then the soul is saved for time and eternity. Amen.